This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. Back with Stuart here.
I don't think so. Welcome everybody to another episode of Generation Fusion. Andrew is just test driving another one of his special voices.
The line must be drawn here, this far, no further.
And I think a little bit of dramatisation must be happening.
Let's make sure he never forgets the name and the prize.
I am almost lost for words.
I'm that good.
Anybody would think that today's episode was all about you, Andrew.
It is.
Oh, well, you've
right. Every episode's all about me. It's my show. I'm the host.
You're the host.
You're the co-host.
I'm the co-host. So,
but today you're the interviewer and I'm the interviewee.
I am. And I'm hoping you're going to be a good interviewee today.
We'll have to
because,
see.
Because you've had an exciting week. You have indeed.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Well, I think you do because it not only is it the last day of week of school.
That makes it good enough for me.
But you've also had a little bit of a
adventure.
So Wednesday, you got up really early, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sunday? You said Sunday.
Did I?
Yes.
Wednesday. At 5 o'clock in the morning you got up. And I was very lucky because I got up with you and I got your breakfast. But then your uncle took you off to Awatapu to meet the minivan and I went back to bed.
Wow.
Excuse me for that. But you were going down to Wellington.
Wellington, yeah.
With the Awatapu Jazz Band to participate in the Wellington, well, it's regional. Is it regional?
Jazz National. Ensemble Festival.
The New Zealand Secondary Schools Jazz Ensemble Festival. So it was.
No, not secondary schools. Oh, yeah, basically secondary schools.
It was secondary schools.
But the NZ Army Band was there.
Yeah.
But they were giving a masterclass.
Well, you have to get classes from somewhere. So you have to get the masters. And the New Zealand Brass Army Band.
Yeah.
Sorry, because they're a concert band, aren't they?
Yeah. They're their own division of the Army.
They
actually.
Are. Yes, they are. And they're an amazing group. So you went down to, the secondary schools. Jazz festival
and workshops
and I think it's been a week long.
It was like 4 days.
4 days, and it's culminating tomorrow.
No, it finished a few days ago.
No, but tomorrow in Wellington, the top 10 high school jazz bands
and
competing.
Guess who's going? The Howard? No,
no,
we're not that good.
Hey, you're not bad. You're not bad. But you went down to Wellington College.
Yep. That's a very misleading name. It's an all-boys school.
Is it? I don't know much about Wellington College.
It's also at, like, the base of Mount Victoria.
Yes. I know exactly where
Dixon
it is.
On Dixon Street, I think.
Yes, I think you might be right. And you took part in some workshops.
One workshop.
You took part on a workshop, and I was very interested because it's something I'm not at all good at, improvisation. But you went to a workshop about how to do improvisation as a jazz player.
Yeah.
So was there any how did you find that?
Very fun. I can now do a solo.
Yeah.
An improv solo.
Did you take your instrument to the workshop?
Yeah.
Or did you just sit in, so how did the workshops work? Because
so they told us stories.
Yes.
And then they gave us some theory. They taught us the C major blues
scale.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we all practiced doing solos.
Oh. And was people from different schools?
Basically two schools, Awatapu, and I think it was I think it was Wellington College as
well. Oh, okay. And
only two other people from Awatapu out of four were actually students. The other two were Mr. Shaw and Dr. Wright.
Oh, that's all right. So you learnt some really useful my language has done a runner. So you learnt some really useful things.
Yes.
And you feel a lot more confident about doing an improvisation bit?
Yes.
Cool. So keep tuned. We might hear a story about you soloing at some stage.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll Fingers see. Crossed.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe. Because actually those skills you learnt, I know it was for your saxophone, but you could transfer them into your tuba.
No, they're in completely different keys.
Yeah, but some of the skills you learnt you could transfer into your tuba.
I guess.
Imagine doing improv on your tuba.
Basically, the thing that it wasn't that we couldn't do solos before. The thing that Masterclass taught us was the solo just has to have a good rhythm.
Yes.
And just make sure it's in the same key as the rest of the notes, like the C major blues scale. Yes. You know, can't be in a different scale. It has all the notes have to be in the C major blues scale.
Yes. Makes you also realise the importance of the instruments and the rest of the band who have to stick to a very set pattern,
yeah,
a repeating pattern, while the soloist is doing their own thing, but it's reliant on the accompanying instruments to maintain that rhythmic section so that the solo still was a part of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And I hear that you had lunch in the cafeteria.
It was a building. That, you know, it was outside.
Outside?
Not in. So the building had windows. And you went up to the windows and you ordered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, was it covered at all?
Kinda.
Oh, okay. A bit like Boys High.
No.
Okay.
It's just like a veranda type thing.
Oh. And then in the afternoon you did a performance?
Yes, I did do that.
Your Awatapu jazz band played four songs?
We did do that, yes.
And the four songs were?
Superstition, Crazy Little Thing, Fat Burger, or as the Awatapu Facebook page put it, Fats Burger, and Dance the Music, which we played last week.
Ah, and your favourite one is?
Dance the Music, but we've already played it last week, so we can't play it again.
Oh, and why? Yeah,
runner-up would be Fats Burger.
So why is that your favourite one?
Because I play in it.
I thought you played in all of them.
Well, yeah, but that one I was saxophone heavy.
Ah, so you got home about, you got to listen to other bands play as well?
Yeah.
And did you enjoy that?
I only listened to one band, to a rehearsal.
Oh. But then yesterday you had another, you got home about 7:30, I think, on Wednesday night.
About that, yeah.
And you're pretty tired, pretty very exhausted, tired. Went off to bed. And he had to get ready because you had another rehearsal.
The next day.
Yes.
Thursday.
And that had been organised originally for Boys High.
Yes.
And Burnside.
Yes.
Is that high school or college?
No, I think it's college is a high school.
The same thing, but I can't remember. Some
college. Burnside
yeah,
College.
Yeah. And originally they were coming up to Palmerston North because they were part of this jazz festival and they are competing tomorrow. And
Mr. Neville Lordson.
Yes.
Made a...
He
set up a concert.
A concert. He organised for Fielding High to join in, as well as Awatapu.
Yeah.
So you did a rehearsal yesterday after, is that right? After lunch?
Afternoon, yeah. It was about 12:30.
Yeah, and you all got together. There was quite a few of you in that big band. Would have been close to...
At the rehearsal, Girls High was there, but they weren't there at night.
Oh, so they just came for the... Rehearsal workshop.
There was only like four of them.
Oh, okay. That was... And you all practiced playing together as a large group.
Yep.
And the...
I did not like it very much because I just sight read the music.
Oh, it's a little bit tricky.
I think it was like one level above the level I'm at right now, the music.
Yep. But that's all right. You still got to, you know, play and learn. And
oh no, I forgot to play a song. Oh. Talking too much, Mum. You're always talking too much. Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Hey, welcome back to Superstition for Steve Wonder.
Yes, and I even spotted the part in there that you played.
I was going to plug in my phone and play the Awatuppy version, but I was like, I can't be bothered.
No.
Posted on our Facebook, though.
Yeah. So, really cool. Recognised that song. I was particularly impressed because at the performance that you were in last night.
Yeah.
You were down two saxophone players.
Leaving only two. Both of us students who have not been playing that long.
And neither of you playing the same instrument, so different parts. And you had to step up and carry the saxophone section. And I'm just going to say, having heard you play three times now, first time at the soiree.
Twice with four saxophones and once with only two.
Yes, I would say, hands on heart, I think that you sounded brilliant last night and you couldn't tell that you were down a couple of saxophones.
Oh, I could. I definitely heard a difference.
Well, you did, because you also were you only found out about an hour before, didn't you?
Roughly.
Yes. So, hey, big shout out for stepping in. So it was a big performance last night. There was Burnside College that came up.
Yeah, this is Burnside.
Yes.
Fielding, Boys High,
and
Awatapu. So that's four.
Yes, and Fielding High started the evening off.
Yes.
And they played very well.
Yeah.
And then Boys High, their performance band, went next.
Then Awatapu.
Did Awatapu go next?
Oh, Awatapu went after Boys High, but that's right. Before Burnside.
Yes. And Burnside had an ensemble?
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
An ensemble.
Ensemble. That had a saxophone. Was that an alto? That's an alto sax.
Alto, yeah.
Alto, a trombone player who also played keyboard.
They've got a sax, a bone, a bass, a guitar, a board.
Yes. And the drummer.
Yeah, and Amma.
I was very impressed with their percussion section from Burnside. Even in that ensemble group, the bass guitarist and the drummer were very much attuned to each other. The bass player, of course, I have a personal interest in.
You can tell they all know their instruments because every bass player walked.
They were very much walking basses.
They weren't playing like a guitar.
No. And what I was super impressed with, because I'm still very new into this whole world of playing bass guitar, but when you listen to what they were playing, it was almost completely different to what the rest of the band was playing, but it just fitted in. So I was really interested in that. So, yeah, they had great walking basses.
Do, 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 do.
And they walked the whole way, and they had it was just nice and steady, and it was really impressive. And I really enjoyed.
And they did the cool thing where they rest their arm on the bass and walk.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah.
Like they don't even move their hands; they just move their fingers.
The amazing thing watching the bass players is that they're resting, and their fingers move, but their whole bodies move. And it's a real physical activity being a bass player. I've learned. But that girl on the saxophone, she was pretty amazing. I know there was a lot of focus.
I'm not a girl.
No, I wasn't talking about
I hope you realise
her.
That.
I was talking about the girl from Burnside playing in the ensemble group.
Yeah.
Now, the trombone player, he was pretty good, and he played on the piano and he composed a piece of music. But I just wanted to do a shout out to that saxophone player on the alto. She was really good. I was pretty impressed. And then Burnside came on, and they are worlds ahead of everybody else in that room.
But do you know what I think the best song was?
What's that?
I think the best song was Crazy Little Thing by the Awatapu Jazz Band.
That was pretty cool.
Crazy Little Thing called Love by Queen. The jazz band did a cover of it last night.
They sure did.
This thing, call up, big ride, like a lady.
You're a crazy little thing.
Engage.
Must admit, your band played Crazy Little Thing.
Gotta be cool.
Really well. Really well.
Relax.
Really impressed with all the bands who played last night.
Yeah.
Personal favourite is Awatapu.
Personal favourite, Fielding.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Fielding was quite cool.
Yeah, you did find, because, I mean, Burnside was amazing, but they had a lot of improv, which made the pieces a lot longer.
But I also, like, I prefer Fielding more because just the fact that Fielding isn't, like Burnside's no one. It's basically a music school.
Yes.
Whereas Fielding's just a Fielding high school.
And they did really well, didn't they?
Yeah, which is why I like it more, because you don't have an expectation for them to be good.
Yeah.
Whereas Burnside you do, because it's Burnside.
That's right. And like also, as you say, like Boys High have got a bit of a reputation being good. So when you get a band like Frobert and Awatapu, and there's no comparison as far as the experience of the bands, but they didn't let themselves down.
No.
The lesser bands, the less experienced bands didn't let themselves down. And the pretty amazing thing, Andrew, is you got to play with Roger Fox. Who's Roger Fox?
I got conducted by Roger Fox thrice.
Yes.
Once at the first rehearsal down in Wellington, which was just with the Awatapu Jazz Band.
Yeah.
Then at the rehearsal yesterday. Then at the actual show.
And for those,
so I can put on my resume, I've played in two bands that Roger Fox himself has conducted.
You could indeed. Roger Fox, for those of you who don't know, is Sir Roger Fox, who is
Dr. Roger Fox,
is a leading trombone player.
Was he knighted? I don't think he is a sir.
He's doctor, isn't he?
He's a doctor.
And he has his own band, the Roger Fox Big Band, and they're very professional. They're a professional
50 years
band.
This year.
Yes, 50 years.
1973 and then.
Yes, he actually set up his own band when he was probably only like 19.
Yeah.
Amazing history. I have been very lucky. I've been conducted when I was in the Manawatu Jazz Club Big Band.
The Roger Fox Jazz Big Band started 2 years after you were born.
I know.
You were two when the Roger Fox Big Band started.
I know. So I was really excited to see that, Andrew, you got to be in a band that was conducted by Roger Fox as well. Bit of an experience having him. He's very knowledgeable. Exciting to be conducted by him. He knows what he does, and he has high expectations. He expects the best out of the people he works with.
Yeah.
But he's not one of those
Harder.
Yeah, he's not mean. He's not. He just expects you to play the best you can.
Yeah.
So awesome. Awesome job.
Anyway, if you liked this episode, you know what you can do? Just go listen to the other ones. I know. You know the spiel by now. Goodbye. No, I'm joking. No. If you're new, why haven't you been listening sooner? I mean,
exactly.
Why are you saying now? Like, you should have started episode one.
Go back and listen to
you
them.
You can't. I'm sorry. Oh. They take them off the website.
If people wanted to go back.
It only goes back 20 episodes, so you can start back at like 80-something.
Oh, if they want to go back and listen to episodes, where can they go, Andrew?
They can go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion. They don't stay on Spotify either.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well.
But so you can go on Spotify and search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to www.npr.co.nz/shows/fusion. I don't think that link works because I tried it myself and it took me to an unknown gateway.
So why do you keep promoting it?
Because at least you'll take them to the NPR website where they can just search up Generation Fusion and find us.
Oh, yes, yes. Try that.
Just go to npr.co.nz and search up Generation Fusion.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah. If you want to get some behind-the-scenes content, like the Awatapu Jazz Band playing down in Wellington, you can go to facebook.com/generationfusion or on Instagram @generation_fusion_NPR. Also, if you want to give us money so we can spend it all on making this content on making content better and continuing to make content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like.
Lovely.
I know. And as Jean-Luc Picard would say himself, get out of my chair. Now, see you all next time. Goodbye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.